Utah writer Gina Wickwar.
Alas, our two sons are arriving imminently with their spouses and our grandkids. The plan is to take off for Jackson and Yellowstone and have a great road trip and a grand old time sighting geysers and mud pots, bison, elk, and with luck, a bear or two. My husband and I are really looking forward to this family adventure. However, there is a downside. Oh, I don't mean the noisy grandkids whooping and hollering and racing around the upstairs library like wildcats, or the wailing in the back seat of the van whining about each other's cooties. No, the grandkids are mostly older these days and are more civilized. They enjoy car trips and the more quiet activities like games and puzzles, books, and their iPods. No, they I can handle with ease. It's their fathers that will be my undoing. You see, it's this way. Once upon a time, we were a PC family. Oh, I don't mean we were politically correct, though I'm sure we tried. Rather, we owned and operated personal computers. Mainly this came about because our younger son, Nat, went to work for Microsoft, so we all caught the PC bug as well. Gradually, however, things went awry. Our daughter went off to grad school where the only acceptable computer was a Mac. Pressure by his law firm was brought to bear on Chris, the elder son, to also use a Mac. Nat left Microsoft to do some computerish things on his own, and feeling he had to fit in with all the startup, entrepreneurial types, he too switched. Left standing athwart history were Vin and I. That didn't last long. Vin went over to the dark side about 3 years ago and is, I must report in all honesty, a happy man, which left me, alone amongst my family, as the sole user of a Windows-based PC. And my, oh my, what a hassle I get from everyone. Emails weekly saying, my PC is so yesterday, really so last century. How can I stand Windows? Aren't I frustrated that I can't do X, Y, or Z? To which I respond, leave me alone. I'm used to my ancient, 7 years old, computer. I know Windows backwards and forwards and can do many things with it, like formatting a book and preparing a spreadsheet with Excel. And even though the little gateway is a tad slow on occasion, it is a no quantity. I like it just fine. This coming week, however, I know there'll be a full frontal attack on me by the family battalion. I will hear nothing else but how retro I am using a PC, how much nicer my life would be if I'd only get a MacBook so I can lug it around and write while I'm doing the laundry. I will, of course, stand firm and refuse to do any such thing. Even if I win that fight, which I will, I face an even scarier battle. My two sons will be in my study for hours, adding Facebook or LinkedIn or some other useless program that I'll never use, but which will add unintelligible icons to my desktop. It will take me months to relearn email because they will have upgraded it, as they will have my Word templates, which will take me weeks resetting. All this makes me want so much to return to the days of yesteryear when we were left each other alone, computer-wise, that is. Sometimes family get-togethers are not what they're cracked up to be. Wish me luck. This is Gina Wickmore.